This program was produced and first aired on Access Manawatu with support from New Zealand On Air.
Community Access Radio. Access Manawatu.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. My name is Stuart Birks and we have with us today
Roger Mann
and
Paul McRae.
Paul McRae, yes. And Paul was just telling us about where he lived as he moved into adult life.
Well, of course, at St Kevin's, I played first 15 rugby and, you know, played... Well, I didn't play much cricket because I'm not... It was too slow for me. Mm-hmm. I used to play tennis and whatever. Anyway, when I left school in 49, I went back to Wairoa and my brother and I were cutting scrub. I'm one of the for get a few bob. Mm. And the guy rode up on a horse and he said, "I see you guys are working well. Do you want to buy a farm?" God, what a buy a farm? Hey?
Yeah.
And he was a pommy joker too.
Yeah.
No, but what happened was he had a farm. It was 2,000 acres, or officially 1,995 acres.
That's quite large.
Yeah, and his wife died. He had no children. He was going back to England.
Okay.
And they said, "Well, what do you want for it?" He said, £1,000.
Gee, was
£1,000? I do. There was a lot of scrub on it because after his wife died, he sort of neglected it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, so we went back to town and said to Dad, you know, and he went to Dalgetty's, and Dalgetty said, "Yeah, we'll back you."
Amazing.
Right? Yeah, when we took the farm over, he said, "Any stock on it is yours." Mm. So we didn't pay for it, and we got about 400 and something sheep.
Amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of, with the scrub, heavy scrub. For all the farms around there, you get a lot of these woolly sheep, you know, wild sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we got a hang of a lot of those because, no one owned them because no earmarks on them.
Yeah.
Any earmarks, you have to go back to the neighbours, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then there were four of us, four brothers on it.
Mm.
And I got engaged, didn't I? Well, I didn't get engaged. I got a girlfriend. And I thought, well, I've got to get a few bob because she lived in Inglewood.
On the other side.
Yeah, right opposite each other. Mm. Anyway, I got a job giant disking and bulldozing and whatever.
Mm.
Then my boss put me onto the road, help. They were rebuilding the road between Napier and Wairoa.
Mm.
I had a TD9 bulldozer, and they used to do it. We were there one day, and traffic cop came up and stopped. "How many of you jokers have got a license?" "What for?" "You've got to have a road license." "What do you drive?" he said to me. I said, "I drive that bulldozer." He said, "Well, you get onto that roller and just go up there and back. And what do you do?" "I did the role of bloke." "Well, he drives, you've got to drive the bulldozer, you know."
Yeah.
You didn't drive the machine you're normally on.
Yeah.
And then he said, "That's okay." And he took all our names and wrote on the book and that, and came back and said, there's your license."
Okay.
Can you imagine it nowadays?
Well, the thing was, he used to go backwards and forwards, and he used to see us working on the roads, and he knew,
that we were all right.
Well, that's common sense, isn't it?
Yeah. But they wouldn't do it these days.
Oh, heck no.
No, it's changed a lot.
And they charge you $200 a head.
That's right. Mm. Criminals, well, we call them criminals now, they were bad buggers. A lot of Maoris, even Pākehās. But 90% of Wairoa were bloody near with Maoris in those days.
Mm.
But the police would arrest you for doing something, kick you in the bum.
Yeah.
You know, send you home if you were naughty, you know, doing something. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, you didn't come back for a second one. But now...
Well, you could claim you were traumatised by the childhood abuse that you had.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then they put someone in jail overnight. And,
that's right, that wasn't going to go back then.
No, but the thing was that a few of them knew about it, because when they went in for the night, they had tea at night, but my mother used to cook those, so they had exactly the same as we did.
Yeah.
Some of them knew it, you know.
So it's worth getting locked up for the night.
And there were three in Wairoa that used to break the law in the winter time.
Warmer.
They had rob a shop or do something, and then they'd send them there. In the end, those three just used to pack up in the winter and go down to Napier, to the jail down in Napier.
Oh, yeah. And they just lived there for the winter.
They were there for about 2 or 3 months.
I think what you're saying was quite common in a lot of towns.
That's right.
I know at Rangaheen, where I lived, the policeman did exactly that.
So I'm treating the jail like a homeless shelter.
Very little trouble, really.
Oh, yeah, no trouble.
Yeah.
Mm. No, Dad would drive down in the car, and then he'd say, I wonder who that bloke is. I haven't seen him before. Mm. He knew everyone in Warren.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Yeah, pick out a stranger.
Yeah.
If he didn't like the look of him, he'd stop and have a yarn to him, you know.
Yeah. smaller places. But when did you come back to Palmerston?
In 1955.
Okay. And was that very different from the smaller centre?
Oh, yes. And okay. I was engaged then, and I came down here, had a few bob on it, and I had a job jacked up driving for the railway, driving trucks for the railway. I was on the household removal for the first year or so.
Okay, and what does that mean? The railway was moving staff around?
They used to do the army, the Air Force, police, all government jobs.
Post office.
We used to do post office, all that.
Yeah.
We used to pack the stuff up and send it to wherever they
And that was all done by road, or it was road and rail?
Between Linton and Wairu, we used to do by road.
Mm.
But the rest were, you know, transferred to Woodville or something, you know, policeman or post office or something.
Yeah.
Or even to Wellington, a lot of places in Wellington we used to go to, depending on how busy we were, if we didn't have much.
Yeah, yeah.
If we had a lot on, well, we'd put it under wagons and send it there.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, we were the first in this area to get Arctic. I went from there to driving station to station in those days.
Mm.
My first job when I got the on the trucks was from here. I had a case of fruit for Terrace End, and then I had something for Bunnythorpe Fielding. I went up to Tyham.
Right. Yeah, so were they big trucks or small trucks?
They were, they were big trucks. They were Macs.
Mm.
Macs, we had Macs and GMCs in those days, each army.
Mm.
And I used to hate it because you get into a Mac, you know, the gears, you get five gears and that. Mm. You get into a bloody GMC and you had all these different gear work on it.
Mm.
No car steering either.
No. Yeah. But we were the first to get an Arctic.
Articulated
trucks. And when we got the first one, and three cops came down to the traffic cops to the garage in Tainui Street, and we had to get in and see them take us round and that. And then we had no problem. We had the railway goodyard to back and, you know, learn to drive them.
Mm.
And we all got our past. And anyway, these three cops got into this thing, this Arctic, took off and came back. The boss said, what was all that about? He said, oh, we haven't got a licence either. We have to give each other it. They'd already taken us and they didn't have a licence. God, any days they just went off, you see.
Yeah.
Was this in the early 50s, was it?
Yeah, early 50s. Well, there would be about 50. Oh, I came here in 55.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be about 57, 58. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said Palmerston North was quite different from the smaller centres.
Oh, yeah.
So
different altogether.
Yeah. In what way?
Oh, more people driving, you know. In Wire, if I wanted to go anywhere at the pub, I'd just walk around the corner.
Yeah.
In Palmerston North, you had to take the car. And the first car I had was a Morris 8.
Okay, yep.
Cut down, it was a Morris 8.
I wish you still had it.
Oh, yeah.
Our lovely little cars.
Yeah. It would have been cut down to made into a truck.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I used to drive that from here to Inglewood.
Oh.
Hey, and back. No problem.
You'd be quicker to carry it.
Oh, no, it was all right. Yeah.
Pretty solid, those.
And see my girlfriend.
Yeah. And the girlfriend became your wife?
Yes. We got married in 1957.
Oh, yes. In Palmerston North?
In Inglewood. Oh, yeah. And then when we came back here, we boarded with a friend, but I bought a section in Oakawit in Lincoln Terrace.
Ooh.
And built a house.
Wish you still had it now.
Cost me $6,000. I had an uncle that lent me the money. So it wasn't the bank, you know. And all he charged me, I think it was 2% or something. It cost £6,000 to build the house, put the concrete down, you know, all the driveway.
Yeah.
And it was over a bank with a double, with a car shed underneath, you know.
The house
on top. Later on, we built another room onto it and with the two more garages. And the whole thing cost, that's with retaining walls too, because, down the driveway. And I put the walls down, I got these concrete blocks. How the hell do you put these down? I've never done one in my life. And I was standing there, you know, and the guy from across the road came over. It was a Sunday. He came over and he said, you having problems? I said, I was working out how to do it. I had a fair idea.
Yeah.
And he gave me a hand for a while, and then he said, I must get home. He was an exclusive brethren. He wasn't at church. This is a Sunday.
Yeah.
His wife and kids were coming back from church.
He'll be going to hell for that.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad joker.
Yeah.
And that house is still down there?
It was sold for over half a million.
So you lived there for a long time?
Yeah, for 1986. We had a half acre section, you see. By then, I had a swimming pool there for the kids.
Oh, right.
One of those sparrow pools, you know.
Yes.
By the time I left, it was only the neighbours used to, I used to have a swim in it. But the section was too big, so I sold it to a builder.
Yeah.
And I went to MacArthur Street.
Oh, yeah.
On the corner of MacArthur Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a two-story building there.
Mm.
Yeah. And we were there for 26 That was in 1986 we shifted there. Because we did it, my wife and I, my kids, rugby players, we did three trips to Australia for the Marist Rugby Club.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1986, we went to tour of Europe for the rugby club.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It was good.
Mm. Yeah, that would have been quite long, wouldn't it, the trip?
Yeah. Well, three of the kids, my kids went, two boys and a girl. The girl played basketball. They had a basketball team, in the teams. So.
That would have been quite a trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my whole four kids have been overseas and stayed, lived overseas.
You got four children, have you?
Yeah, four children, two girls and two boys.
Oh, that was good management, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the last two were twins.
Boy
and girl.
Yeah. Are they identical? Identical twins?
No, they can't be.
Boy and a girl? Sorry. Silly.
Yeah.
So did you grow a lot of your own vegetables?
In the old days, I had a big garden. I loved gardening.
Mm.
And I used to bring in, cabbages and lettuces and whatever to work. You end up getting sick of that.
Yeah.
I said, okay, if you want them,
come and get them.
Mm.
Yeah. They didn't come. No.
Yeah.
Mind you, in those days, I suppose, lettuce was about tuppence or threepence. It wasn't there. The first pay I got, first wages, I was on 4 and 3 an hour on the railway. As a driver, and that was a lot more than the shed hands and that. I don't know what they got.
Did you drive steam locomotives?
No, not on the trains.
Oh, diesels.
No, trucks.
Trucks. Oh,
just the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we used to sit in the smoko room and say, now, if we could get £20 a week, God, blimey, we'd be made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, £20 would have gone each week.
Oh, yeah, well, see, when I first came here, it was only about 9 pence a gallon for petrol.
Mm.
A gallon, not a litre, a gallon. And I had a V8, a Ford V8.
Oh, cool. What year was the V8?
39.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had a bit of a problem, though. They had too much power for their steering. A lot of guys go into trouble because...
Of course, we're driving trucks all the time.
You'd be used to it. I bet it was a black one too.
No, it was green.
Oh!
It was a green one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what sort of social activities were there in when you were married and with you?
Well... We didn't go out and hang of a lot because of the kids, and for a start, no, we didn't do a hang of a lot. We'd now and again go out for a meal or that sort of thing. But
was there a lot through the church?
Rugby. I was involved in the Marist Club.
Yeah.
I took my boy, he was a big boy, you see, and he was only 4. There were 5 when he started rugby, but he wasn't quite 5.
Mm.
So I took him to the morning rugby, and we were there about halfway through the season. The chairman of the Marist Club came up and said, I forget his name now, but there's one that ran the Saturday morning rugby has been transferred somewhere else. So he said, you're in charge of the Saturday morning rugby.
That's how they did things.
I want a volunteer.
They call for volunteers.
You.
Yeah, but and then I was on the Marist Club committee for over nearly 20 years. Because when I wanted to leave, they wouldn't let me.
See, that's the worst of doing a good job.
But the boys got to secondary school. I used to miss a lot of their games because I was running the Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I just didn't turn up to the annual AGM one year. And they rang me up and said, "You again?" I said, "No, I'm not." That's it.
Yeah. Enough's enough.
Although I did go back because I helped the guy that was, you know, doing it.
Great.
We had a lot of fun.
What about holidays? No, I know a lot of people went to Foxton Beach for holidays.
I bought a caravan, and we've done the whole of New Zealand.
Okay.
With the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. North and South Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And we went to go down to the South Island when, what was that big slip on the west coast?
Nangahua
earthquake. Yeah, Nangahua.
Yeah.
Yeah. The road was open because I had a car and a caravan, but they had to tow you through.
Wow.
Was that, did many people use caravans then?
Oh, yeah, quite a few, yes.
Okay, are you talking about the 1960s now?
Yeah, 60s.
Because they were building them in New Zealand.
Yeah, we went, our first one was went to Wairoa, Gisborne, you know, the first year, because family, you see, in Wairoa.
Yeah.
And then when we came back and went up to Inglewood for a trip, it was the first holiday, so, yeah. But then we went right from the North Cape to the Bluff.
Yeah. But to take the two parents and four children in you must have had a fairly big caravan.
We had an awning.
Okay.
Yeah, the kids sort of slept outside. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's proper awning, you know, with the floor and all.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. We're actually up to time again. That went very fast, didn't it? Okay.
Thank you for listening to Manawatū Conversations. This and other recent programs can be found on the Access Manawatū website. A range of programs is also available on the Manawatū Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive, and the address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Access Manawatū is a non-profit radio station.
We exist to help people from Manawatū make programs just like this one.
All of our shows are free to listen to and free to make.
If you like what you hear and you'd like to help us make more,
you can donate through our website.
Go to www.accessmanawatū.co.nz and click on the donate link on the front page to help us keep on giving people their fair share of the air.